Hi there, Adrian. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line. She wanted me to explain to you how the service works and answer any questions that you have. Also, since the business is very new, she is asking that I apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. I know Tara does a very good job of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
No. I just want to hear the price.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, you're kind of servicing the greater Orlando metro area. This is going to get your phone ringing from people close to you. So you're not going to have to travel too far for the right job, but people need your services. They don't always know who to call. So they're going to go on Google. They're going to go on Bing and they're typing in drain clearing or plumber near me or whatever they might be typing in. I mean, as long as it's a service you want to be found for, your phone's going to ring. It's going to have a website included, Facebook ads, social media, Yelp, Google, of course, Apple Maps, everything necessary to get your phone ringing, including a website, right, so people will know you do what they're looking for before they call you. The calls come to you, and it's on a month-to-month basis, the exact amount of $299.00. So it bills once a month. For that amount, whether you get 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's going to be the same flat rate. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for the lead and chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. Like I said, our job is to simply put you where people are looking for a guy who can do what you can do, and then, of course, in that exact moment they need someone to call, you'll be one of their top options, and with the calls coming to you, you can pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for your time. Like I said, big jobs or small, it's just going to be that exact amount and a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. Now, Adrian, if I can include a website at no additional cost, build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. Of course, that's going to ensure that you get that steady stream of high-quality phone calls. It is month-to-month, so we want you to see success right from the very beginning. If I can get that website included, being that it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, The price, I mean, it's price is not bad at all.
For what you're getting, it's actually a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. Normally, it's $599 a month, but for our younger companies, we try to kind of we try to make it as affordable for you as we possibly can. The $299, it's not going to cover our cost in the first month. So we actually have as much or more invested in your success than that $299 because we are going to build a website. There's $100 of Facebook ads included every single month so we can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you. That way we can keep you a lot closer to home and you don't have to travel too far, right? But as long as you continue to use the service, that reduced rate does stay with you. So it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later. And it's an exact amount too. So it's very easy to budget for. You know well in advance. It bills once a month on the same day every month for exactly $299. Now I know you don't have a website, but we want to include that website for you. Any photos you have, service vehicle or yourself or anything that you would want on your website, we can put that on the website, add to it, and update it as necessary. It's going to be that flat rate, so of course you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
How long is this offer available for? Because
until the position fills. Yeah. So I mean,
the reason why I ask is because I have a company doing my logo because I sketched out my logo.
Oh, that's good.
And they're supposed to send me templates tomorrow.
Perfect. So I wouldn't want you to miss out on the opportunity, but like I said, we can update anything and everything. So once your logo is completed, we add that to your website and to any additional content where it would be relevant for us to do that. The position itself is what's going to fill the offer. I mean, you're a young company, right? So it's a new business rate, but you're still going to be a new business a month from now, 2 months from now. But it's our job to fill these listings when they become available. You know, Plumber in Orlando, it just opened up, I think at 12:30, so about not even a half an hour ago is when Tara started calling. You're actually the first business that I've spoken with. So I think you're going to be a great fit for it, especially because you're new. You know, the businesses that are on the first page, they're not there because they've been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. Of course, they get more phone calls being listed where people are looking for them. And even though you are a young company, you can still be there on that first page with the right content. Tara did attach the Angie leads, though, the Home Advisor powered by Angie. I think she might have found it when she was looking for your website. Adrian, are you using that service? Do you like it? I mean, I know you pay for every lead.
Yeah, I paid for the membership, but I turned it off
it gets pretty expensive when they're charging you $60, $80, or even over $100 per lead, and then you have to pay for it whether you get the job or not. So I know you've got the service, the annual membership fee is something that you paid for. So with something like that, I mean, since you get the same lead that 6 or 8 of your competitors get, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even if nobody gets the job, Angie's is still making their money. They're still getting their lead fee times like 6 or 8 businesses. With us, it's completely different. Your success is our success. And we actually, at that reduced rate with the website included, I mean, like I was saying, we don't break even for that first couple of months. I mean, we have to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us. But our clients do keep the service long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So like I said, once your logo is finished, we put that on the website and all the additional content. But to get things going right now, like I said, I think you'd be an excellent fit for it. I know it's pretty much just you, which is perfect because it's going to get you those phone calls. You're not obligated to take the job. You're not paying for the lead or the 6 leads that came before it and feeling that, you know, you have to get work somewhere. This is going to allow you to be selective. You pick the job closer to home or the smaller job that you know you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. Or maybe it's a bit of a bigger job, but you know you're going to get paid well for it.
So how much would it be for today to get it started?
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to waive the setup fee. Of course, we talked a little bit about the Angie, and although we have nothing at all to do with Angie or with their business model, there is a promo code that I'm adding, and it's for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, and it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Normally, I don't waive the setup fee, but in this case, I'm going to. I know you spent quite a bit of money just to sign up with that other service, and like I said, I'm trying to make it affordable for you, so I'm actually going to waive your setup fee and reduce the cost from $599 down to $299. It's going to stay at $299. That would be the out-the-door cost to get started, even in the first month.
Okay, so after that, what's it going to be regular?
So it's going to stay at that flat rate. Like I said, the promotional rate for a new business is not an introductory rate, so it's not going to go up on you. It will stay exactly $299, and when I say exactly, it's to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Even the website is included, the hosting, maintenance, updating, as well as the initial construction of that website is included. So it's all inclusive. It's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service, which of course depends on how much you get as far as the leads and how much each lead costs. With this, once a month, exactly $2.99. Correct.
Okay, give me a sec.
Now, the business is an LLC. I know that's how it's set up. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the company name?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, yeah. I agree. I think it makes it look very professional. So it's AA Melda Drain Solutions LLC, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Adrian, the phone number that we are speaking on, is this the business number? Is this the number that you want your customers to call?
Yes.
Perfect. So this number is going to be on your website. It's going to be on your Google listing, your Bing listing, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages. It is almost 70 different directories that are all important to the search engines. And it's also, of course, a good number for us to reach you, right, regarding your business?
Yes, sir.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number?
I can, yeah.
You can. Okay, perfect. Because most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and your customers will call you directly. Now, on the contact form on the website, of course, there's going to be that form. People will be able to tell you where they are located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Now, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
The email address for the building business is AA Melda Dream Solution 70@gmail.com.
Okay, so the name of the business without the LLC and then the number 70 and that's at gmail.com, right?
Yes, obviously, sir.
Very closely matching your business name, we'll be able to put that email address on your website as well for people to see. And, of course, we will use that email address every now and then when we need to send you a longer piece of information that we want you to have for your records. A lot of the times we will email things out to you. We will also, though, use phone, text. What do you prefer, at least for the most part, as far as how we reach out to you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I mean, it would be too easy to be text message or phone.
Text or phone, yeah. That's the most common response for service-based businesses. And you are service-based, right? Meaning you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address or showroom that you would want us to promote for your business?
No, I go to the customer.
Okay, yeah, you always go out to the customer. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses, Adrian, are run from the home, run from the truck. Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork, since customers do not come to you, Google will not list a physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door. They wouldn't want, obviously you're out in the field most days. But I did see on the Angie's 561 Yearling Cove Loop. Is that your residence?
Yeah, this is my residence, but the thing is here in Florida, I have a P.O. box, but they don't allow you to use a P.O. box.
Correct. Google won't. Well, they just want to make sure that you're an active business. They may video verify that you're an active business. You just kind of start your service vehicle and things like that. Or they might still choose to use the postal service and mail you a PIN card, but obviously they don't want anyone to know that, you know, that's where you live. They're not going to list that physical address. You are right, though. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those can be rented by someone outside of town. And, of course, for the local map, they want to make sure that it's local businesses in the area that are active. Adrian, is your first name Adrian?
Yes.
Okay, that's how Tara had it. And then what is your last name?
P-E-A-T.
You're breaking up just a little bit. Could you spell that again?
P-E-A-T.
Okay, Pete. And then if you do not have any other questions for me, like I said, it is the exact amount of $299. That's even in the first month. I'm waiving your setup fee, and the website's going to be included. It will only be that exact amount. It'll never go up on you. I would do a couple of things and get you off the phone pretty quickly here, but I would want to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. So we'll schedule a follow-up call, Adrian. One of our technicians will want to talk to you a little bit more at length and in depth about the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, mission statement if you've got one, or slogan, motto, tagline, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll talk about all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that's required of me, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So, you know, of course, that it is a month-to-month service, that it's the exact flat rate of $299, that in this case we're including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, Adrian, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Adrian, give me 1 second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
A.A. Melda Green Solutions, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Adrian, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Adrian Pete, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Pete, as the owner of A.A. Melda Drain Solutions, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Adrian, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to reach out and contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive to text messages, phone calls, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Pete, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of the Angie leads. Like I said, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Adrian, we just ask that you let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. For example, that it always includes the LLC, et cetera. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, and we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, that exact fixed flat rate, the website included, and no setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today, the 8th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299, Adrian, once again, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, again, is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is on a month-to-month basis, offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, if necessary, the service can even be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Adrian, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Pete, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Adrian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Mr. Pete, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Adrian, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Actually, I'm trying to use the business account because I was supposed to receive a debit card, but I haven't received it yet. So as we speak, I'll try to look up the information for the, if I can get the routing number and stuff like that for you.
Well, unfortunately, we're not able to process the payment on a routing number anymore, because obviously, through no fault of your own, and we did it for many, many years, we did process payments on a checking account with a routing number and checking account and things like that. And then we would get started, and then it would only be like 10 days after the fact, once everything was created, the website was created, and everything was started, that a lot of times, too many times, we would find out that it was not an active account or that there wasn't enough money in the account. So we no longer process payments on routing accounts. But if there's
the reason why I wanted to do it is the account I have.
Yeah, it's your business account, right?
Yeah.
So you can.
I can use my own. I'm going to use my personal card to pay for it. That's fine.
And then you can update the billing once you have your business debit card. You can update the billing and your tracking system on your own, or you can just give us a call and we can update that for you.
Mike, do you have an extension?
Yes. I'm going to give you that number now. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Okay. So my toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. My name is Paul Gordon, and my direct extension is 746. Now, if I am on the phone, and I am on the phone a lot, it will go to my voicemail. You can use that same exact phone number, that toll-free number with extension 1 or option 1 to reach client support. We are both available Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll also get all of this information in writing with a confirmation email. Now, that one-time payment on your personal card, is it your name on the card with a middle initial or just first and last name?
Just first and last name.
Okay. MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4833.
Mm-hmm.
1201.
Yes, sir.
0444.
Okay.
8643.
And then, Adrian, the expiration month and year?
625.
6 of 2025. And then, Mr. Pete, the last 4 digits on the back of the card? Or last 3? 4? Last 3 digits.
870.
870. So I have 870 on the back. I've got 06 of 2025 is the expiration. The card itself is at 4833-1201-0444-8643.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Mr. Pete, is the billing address of that card the 561 Yearling Cove Loop, 32703? Okay. Perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have the client support phone number and the hours of operation that I did already give you. And then you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you get either the email or the text message, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And like I said, our automated system will send that out in just a second. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half of that time. There is one available at 2 o'clock. And then later on this afternoon, there is also a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock. It does look like 6 o'clock is booked out. So would you want 2 o'clock, 4, or 5 o'clock?
Yeah, no, it would have to be tomorrow because I have to meet my kids too. Teacher, 2:30 to 6:30 today.
Yeah, no problem. So tomorrow is much more wide open. It looks like beginning at 7 o'clock and including that last one, well, at 10 o'clock would be the first one tomorrow, but then the latest one would be 6 o'clock. Just about every hour in between has at least one of those options. Did you want something morning, afternoon, or evening for that?
Yeah, it could be afternoon.
Okay. So there is a 2, and then there's also 4, 5, or 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, 2 o'clock is fine.
2? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. It is, like I said, a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. It'll get to you just a few minutes after 2, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. If I am myself in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your interview technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am already on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, I don't know if it's going to be 205 or 210 or whatever, but if I'm on the phone already, they'll call you on their own. They'll have all the notes in your file, so they will be able to take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of added security here for you and your business, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are associated with AA Mel, the Drain Solutions LLC, even if it's you, Adrian, and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, Mr. Pete, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will, of course, need to know my name, which, again, is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, unprompted. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I could use my pet.
Your first pet's name? Okay. What is the answer?
It's Ruffy, R-U-F-F-Y.
R-U-F-F-Y. So I have to type it in twice just to confirm that. So you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out by now? It looks like it might still be in processing. So let me verify your email address. You got the text. Okay. Let me refresh because I think I have the... And the text probably would not have gone out if the emails didn't go out, but the emails on my end seem like they might still be being sent. Let me refresh. So let me verify your email address. It's aamelthedrainsolutions70.
There's no S.
Okay. And there's no S and there's no LLC, right? Not in the email address.
Yeah.
But they both appear in the business name itself, right? It's Drain Solutions with an S and then the LLC.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, I got it. So I had the email address with an S in there. And that's probably why those emails were not being sent out. So I'm going to send manually the one that we need you to see now, and then our system will update and send you the other ones as well. You may end up with a duplicate on this one, but it's the Local Splash initial invoice email. So I'm triggering that one to be sent manually, and it should be arriving to you in just a second there. While we're waiting for you to get that email, I did want to maybe get my client interview technician a bit of a head start. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
7 days.
7 days?
Sunday to Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday to Sunday.
And then... Mr. Pete, do you do any like emergency services? Are you wanting to be found like for 24/7 emergency service as well?
Yeah, I do. I do up until 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, so like 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. something like that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and are you accepting all forms of payment, cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal,
yes.
Cash apps?
Zelle. Oh, I don't do Cash App. Zelle.
Not Cash Apps, but Zelle. Okay,
yes.
Perfect. All right. And then you said you've got that logo in the works. Just let us know when that's ready and then send us photos of it. Any photos that you have, in fact, it looks like our system is updating and has sent you a couple of those emails. You'll get the welcome email as well. The one that we need you to take a look at right now is actually the Local Splash initial invoice email. So if you open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you've got, if you click on the click here, it's hyperlinked to the Local Splash terms.
Yeah,
experience.
So
If you see where it says services offered, Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side, then you're on the right page.
Okay, so I click the link. So it's basically asking me to verify my email.
Do you see where it says local / terms of experience services, Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side?
No, no, I just, hold on, let me go back and see. The second email I receive is, local / support action needed, pictures needed for Google.
Yes, yeah.
The first one was for the, invoice. Which one do you want me to click on? The one for the invoice or the one for?
The invoice one first. You don't have to click on the other one just yet, but I'll talk to you about that in a second as far as what Google wants from us and from you. But if you click on the one that says local / initial invoice, and then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then the blue click here, if you click on it, goes to Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we're offering and providing on the left-hand side. It starts with Google Business Profile Optimization. Adrian, are you able to see that?
Yeah, I clicked that one. It says,
okay. Perfect. So, of course, everyone's main focus is Google. It's our main focus, too, but it is almost 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing over Google. So, of course, you know, Bing is going to be part of it as well. We're going to mirror the content on Bing, Apple Search. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 directories. If you want all of those directories, you can opt out of those if you choose. But the custom website is included. The Facebook ads are included. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line. It goes all the way across. At the above it, just a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box. And the longer box below the line, Adrian, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where we want you to either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the A and P are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got Adrian Pete in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. That actually does a few things. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we have waived the setup fee, reduced the cost of the service, of course, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and it will let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you get to that next screen.
Yeah, I'm not at that screen yet. Okay. But, mobile number. So... what is it? I see only one box, and that's the one that's saying where I can click to opt out of text messages. That's the only one I see.
Oh, if you scroll all the way down, and we don't want you to click on that box because obviously...
I'm not clicking that.
We want to be able to send you text messages. All the way down at the bottom, do you see a long line that goes across it? There's another small box just above that line where it says signature.
Okay. So I certify that I am authorized.
That's the one. Click on that one. Don't click the other one. And then type in your first and last name, capital A, capital P.
Okay, thank you. It's like
So if it's asking you for a username and a password, you can actually stop there. The reason you're seeing it, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do your client interview first so we can get all the information we need to create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, we'll send you by text and email a username and a default password. You can change the password once you access your account. Some people never change it, and that's totally fine also. I can give you the username, though. I can give that to you already because it has been created. The password won't be generated until your dashboard is up. But your username is just the phone number we're speaking on. It's the area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just the numbers. Your username is 407-346-4414. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include your username or your phone number. They are basically the same thing. In fact, I'm going to send you now a calendar invite for your client interview tomorrow at 2. The invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it has your username, your name, and then it has your phone number.
Okay.
You did also receive an additional email, the one that you mentioned before, the action needed pictures for Google verification. Our system did fully update and also sent out your welcome email as well. The action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, Google is getting a little bit more comprehensive in their verification process because they want to be diligent and make sure that only businesses that are on that first page are actual legitimate businesses that will provide quality service, that will answer the phone if someone were to call them for those services. So they do want us to be as comprehensive and complete as we can on our end. There's a link on there that you can use to send us any photos related to your services. So any tools or equipment, your work vehicle with the license plate. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes. So I okay. have a license.
Okay.
So you need all that information too.
It doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send us. If you don't have a business card, that's fine. But any photos that you can send relating to that, it actually will help us expedite the process of getting you verified through Google. And then, of course, we have it on file. Everything's going to be Google compliant as well. So you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls tomorrow in that 2 o'clock hour, it's probably going to be just a few minutes after 2 that they are ready to call you. If I am between phone calls when they're ready, I'll be part of that call in the beginning just to kind of introduce you to your technician. I actually hope that I am on that call too, but you know, I'm on the phone a lot and I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I might not be available when they're ready. But either way, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Of course, we want to get that website up and get your phone ringing. We're looking to earn your business 1 month at a time. On a personal note, I just wanted to say thanks for your kindness, for your patience. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't always get all of that, and a lot of times I get none of it. So it's always nice to speak with someone who's been as respectful of my time as I always hope that I've been of theirs, and you have certainly done that, and I appreciate that.
Sir, I appreciate you calling me, too. I appreciate you guys considering
Thank you.
My business. Because
Thank you, too. We're actually pretty excited. You know, we actually do really like working with younger companies. I mean, way, way back, and we're going back like 20 plus years. Officially, we've been around since 2004, and later on this year, we'll celebrate our 19th anniversary. But we got our start helping young and new businesses get their start. So we do like to help out our younger companies. And like I said, the new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer. So we're happy to get this going for you and looking forward to being a big part of your continued success as a company.
All right, so I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Adrian. I appreciate you and your time. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.